Keep rolling, 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 rolling. What? Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Come on, keep rolling, 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 rolling. That's my favorite song. We scoop poop, says the side of that truck. To which I say, congratulations. Game. The song's about the rapper of the game. Not a lot of people know that. All right, gas station. It's you and me. And me giving you about $6 for an energy drink and some kind of crappy bar thing. I should just buy a case of this stuff and never go to this gas station again. Oh well. That dude was disgruntled. All right. I want to listen to this thing. Not Hillbilly Jim singing. That's can I speed this up? I did.
How are we sounding? Good? Live? Can you say that I am alive on the best show? Well, how about that, everybody? The Best Show is now officially back. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm here with you until midnight. Guys, it's the Best Show, and it's back. 1 year, almost to the day, the show went away on December 17th, 2013. And now, on December 16th, 2014, the Best Show is back. That. I also listened to Polk Cell and Annie a whole lot too, but that had less significance. I thought if I played Polk Cell and Annie, that might not carry the same dramatic impact that If I Can Dream would. Yeah. Before that, Straight Arrows on the Hozak record label. The album is Rising. You heard it's Tuesday, so it's a two for Tuesday. We got Fruit of the Forest and Can't Stand It from the Straight Arrows. Again, records on Hozak. Don't mess with the Hozak label, guys. Somebody's saying it sounded clearer on Saturday, for what it's worth. True? False? We will get the level. Look, it's the evolution here, guys, so cool your jets. Somebody's saying the reverb. There's no reverb. The reverb's a little hot. Reverb's a little hot. What am I, John Spencer? The echo seems to be happening when Tom gets louder. Let's put this to the door. Look, guys, we'll get it. Thank you, Bumpy. Bumpy said it sounds clear to him. I appreciate it, Bumpy. When everybody's down on me and the team, good old Bumpy's there to come through and say, sounds clear to me. Thanks. Before the record by the Straight Arrows, we heard the OCs taken from their album that came out in 2014 called Drop. One of the albums that I would have been playing a whole lot of things from if I had been on the radio all year, and we heard Encrypted Bounce by the OCs. And prior to that, we heard Ty Siegel, longtime fan of Ty Siegel here on The Best Show. His album, Later, came out on Drag City, a 2-LP set. We heard The Connection Man from Ty Siegel. Starting us off, we heard Ballad of a Comeback Kid by the New Pornographers. How about that? TheBestShow.net. Thoughts on the audio out there, guys? How we sound? Let's think of these shows in December. This is a little bit of a soft launch in December. We're getting it good. We're getting it good. So again, the phone number, 201-332-3484 is the number if you want to call in to The Best Show. And we're going to go to the phones in a matter of moments. Get ready. ready. Who will be the first call on the show, Mike? Which line? Line two. Mike is saying line two. Now, Mike, this is going to be a...
wonder how much a multi-line phone line setup would cost.
Yeah, that might be it. Tom did it to himself. Kept the speakers up.
Like a call screening
that's
setup.
That's what the problem was, guys. Tom did it to himself. You did it to yourself, Tom. Isn't there a Radiohead song, You Did It to Yourself? Line two. Mike is saying line two. Now, this is going to be the kind of show-defining call, Mike, right? You're sure on this. This is going to be etched in stone.
Hello?
Besho, you're on the air.
Hello, Charles.
Hello.
Hi, Tom. It's Coco.
It's Coco. Oh, my goodness. Okay, see, Mike wasn't fiddling with me there. I thought he was going to hang me out to dry.
Oh, no, it's just me.
I thought he was going to put one of these demented... people on as the first call. You know what I mean?
I know.
The skulkers.
No. Well, yes, one of them, but just really, just me.
No, you're not a skulker, Coco. Coco from the S.
Yeah.
Coco, you are a songwriter.
Yes, Tom.
And you write great songs.
My best ones, the ones I do for you.
What?
My best.
No, you write great songs in all over the place. With the Eds, the parting gifts. Now you, madam, parting gifts is the band you have with the Greg Cartwright there, right?
Yes.
But that band does not exist anymore.
All right. I'll listen to that later. Let me see you dance. Get up off your feet, you could be my freak. Let me see you jam. When the sun falls, and the moon lights, might be a hell of a night. Go. Give it a go here. Phone line is open. 707-925-2662. You got questions? Something like that. Something resembling a question. Let's do it. Let's get it. Radio. I'm gonna get my phone call voice on. Hello, you are you're on the air. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey Jeff, this is Matt. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Connecticut, Matt. How are things going out that way?
Fucking terrible.
Great.
You know what I am doing?
You are looking at snow. I don't know.
No, it's very cold. I'm putting on a suit. I'm about to attend my grandfather's wake.
All right, party! Yeah, fuck, man, that's
terrible. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, that is a good time. So, I don't know, man. Wake's always, like, the idea of, like, like awake being like party like in a way always struck me as really a strange way to like honor the deceased.
Yeah, no, totally. Especially since we're Catholic, I'm sure it'll be pretty dour.
Sure.
And somber.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Tell me about your grandfather. What kind of man we talking about here?
Well, you know, somebody said once, I don't know who it was. They said that the only role models men have are coaches or generals. And my grandfather was both a coach and in the military. He was a great role model. He lived with us for like 3 years, and he won a lot of basketball games.
Nice. Yeah. Right on. Yeah. Right on. So, what kind of suit you wear?
You how
wear.
You doing, Jeff?
I'm doing okay. Like,
Go ahead.
I'm doing like traffic is starting to slow down here, and that sucks ass. But you know, at least I'm not putting on a suit. Tell me about your suit. You wear a suit often?
It's a brand new suit. We bought it because we thought he might die.
Sure.
And he did. And it's a black Joseph A. Bank suit. I got a blue tie on. And you know what? I lost about 40 pounds recently. I feel pretty good.
Nice. That's it. It's nice to put on a suit and feel like you look good in it, even if the circumstances are shitty. I bought a suit before Dave Snyder's... No. My friend Glenn from high school got married a few years before that. I bought a suit in the run-up to that wedding. I had never actually owned a suit before. And that was, I don't know, 5 years ago or something now, 4 years ago. And going out suit shopping sucked. It was a pain in the ass. I didn't like it one bit.
It's a racket.
Yeah, totally. Like, it's... Yeah, and I'm, like, in this weird... Like, I'm not quite big enough to go to a big and tall store, but I'm not quite tall enough to need to go to a big and tall store, but I'm at the extreme ends of both.
I've met you. You are big and tall. I don't know what fucking measurements they're using, but you meet those requirements.
Yeah, but it's, you know, but, like, most regular stores were kind of on the cusp of it. They're like, oh, yeah, we got a suit, and be like, okay, well, it's not quite there, or it's, you know, it's long enough for your tall ass, but not wide enough for your ridiculous gut, so what are we going to do here? You know, so it ended up taking a little bit of time, but once I got something that I was happy with, I actually thought it worked out pretty well, but I just, you know, like, I've worn it to, like, 2 weddings, and I think that's it. Like, I brought it somewhere thinking I might have to wear it for something and then didn't. And just finally, like, I don't know. I think it's actually sitting at the dry cleaner right now. I should probably go pick it up before they sell it or something.
Yeah, they do that. I used to work at a dry cleaner, and I walked off with quite a number of shirts and ties.
All right, yeah. I still have to look up, I still have to, like, watch a Google video or, like, a YouTube video or something every time I want to tie a tie. I never really...
Yeah, that's definitely a thing you have to do every day in order to get it down. And even then, it's like, there's no first-person tie-tying video. It's not, you know, watching somebody else tie a tie, that's not helpful for me.
Yeah, well, so I ended up having to, like, yeah, I'd have to, like, put the video on and then also go stand in a mirror. And
yeah.
then I could try to match that all up. And I would eventually get it. I don't know. I never quite felt like I got it down, but, you know, whatever. People weren't, like, actively making fun of me for my tie-tying skills, so I figure I got it most of the way right.
Do you know, I mean, you're a businessman. You don't wear suits to meetings or... You know, whatever.
No, fuck no. No, it's the benefit of, like, being, like, the quote-unquote, like, talent or whatever, is there's a certain expectation for you to be fucking crazy. So you can kind of get away with a lot of stuff that way. I was reading a story, I don't know if it's actually, like, officially called this, but it's, like, it's the red shoe theory. And I think it describes, like, someone like Paul Barnett to a T, where it's like, you know, someone wearing red shoes, like red sneakers or something in a business environment, you're inclined to think, well, that guy must know his shit because otherwise they wouldn't let him dress like this.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Does Dave Lang wear a suit?
Yeah, Dave Lang wears a suit.
I mean, does he wear a suit?
Well, no. I think he wears a sports coat. And I guess I've maybe seen him occasionally in, like, the makings of a suit. So I'm sure he can. But I think he probably does his best work when he's not wearing a suit. That's my guess. That's when real business gets conducted.
I've never seen real business. I used to work at a bank, and I've never seen real business. I bet that's a sight.
Yeah, it's watching business transactions, watching deals get done, or watching deals get built. Like, it's something that I've seen. Because, like, you know, and we're not out there really doing that many deals. And at this point, like, you know, I'm not necessarily the deal-making guy. Like, I will come in on a deal near the end or something and shake hands and go like, hey, pleasure to be working with you, or, you know, whatever, you know, bullshit. But I'm not, like, the negotiator. It's like we're part of a big company, so I don't really have to do any of that stuff that much.
You have, like, reps?
I mean, we're part of a large corporation, so... Like, you know, there's a general manager
When you were with Whiskey.
Oh, yeah, when we were with Whiskey, yeah. I mean, there were still, like, you know, a couple of business guys. Like, I would come in and shake hands and stuff. But, you know, it's like, on some level, I'm not expected to, know that stuff. Like, you know, I'll contribute ideas separately. Like, you know, hey, here's what they're pitching. It's like, yeah, I don't think that sounds like a very good deal. Why don't we do this instead? And then they'll go back into a room and figure it out one way or the other, I guess. But I don't necessarily have to conduct a bunch of business. I have in the past, like especially when we were like selling the company and stuff. There was definitely like a part of that where it's like, okay, I gotta go sit down and have a meal with these people and see what they're all about and see if they're gonna, you know, treat us right or not. And of course, you know, everyone says they're gonna treat you right, and then things go differently, and it takes a couple of years until you actually start getting treated right, and then everything's fine.
And then all of a sudden you're playing Destiny.
Exactly. Then all of a sudden you're playing Destiny for a living, and you're like, well, how did I end up here? Like, well, it'll be fine. But yeah, no, I don't necessarily have to do that much businessing, which is good, because I'm, you know, it's like I would only be doing business on my own behalf at this point. Like, if I was out there looking or doing something, and it's like I'm actually like a really fucking terrible self-promoter and all that sort of stuff, so I'm actually pretty shitty at selling myself. So I'd probably get ripped off. I don't know.
I feel like your version of self-promoting is just never stopping talking, ever.
Yeah, that's maybe part of it. I don't know. Like, that's actually, like, there's a certain amount of media training. So the thing they teach you in media training... when you go in and they tell you how to be interviewed, it's actually like a really weird thing where they like tell you like, hey, if you're going to get interviewed by the mainstream, here's how to dupe interviewers into talking about what you want to talk about. And like one of the things they tell you is don't stop talking. Like, especially if you're on like a panel show and there are other people, you know, from other organizations that are talking, like you want to dominate the conversation so that the people watching the TV show see more of you and hear more about your thing. Than anyone else, so keep talking. And it's like a really shitty thing.
That also
thing.
Sounds like...
Go ahead.
If everyone's doing that, that sounds like a pretty good way to avoid dead air.
Yeah, it certainly helps with that, too. And then they would give you tactics like, you know, hey, you know, with us, since it was video games, you know, this is years, 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 years ago that they forced me into this bullshit, but... It was like, hey, you know, in case the video game violence thing comes up, here's how to kind of politely answer that question and then pivot back to, you know, whatever it is you're talking about or, you know, whatever it is you want to get across. And it was, you know, like they lived in fear that, like, the video game violence thing would get, it's like it's so much crazier now, the stuff that could come up in an interview, that seems quaint and ridiculous. But I don't know. That stuff it was interesting to do because now I can tell when someone has been media trained, like when I'm interviewing them, and how well they've been media trained to not answer the questions that you want to actually ask them. So at some point you just go like, well, this person's not going to fuck up, so I'm not going to bother asking any good questions, and this is going to be a pretty boring interview.
I mean, it doesn't have to be boring. You can talk about...
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
But, like...
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't necessarily mean it'll be a boring interview. It just means it's not going to be, like, a controversial one or something like that.
Yeah, or you're not going to get anything new or, you know, whatever.
Right.
Hey, Jeff, I'm looking at my grandfather's stamp collection right now. He's got quite a few stamps here. What do you collect other than video games?
I don't really have room for much else. I used to have a pretty decent music collection, but kind of, you know, that since all that stuff went digital, that's, you know, that's not something that you really talk about having. Yeah, you know, I don't really collect much else. I just, you know, I don't have the room for it or the desire. Like, I, you know, at one point I had like 400 DVDs. And, you know, that's pointless because all that stuff is digital now, too. So I've actually been, like, ripping DVDs trying to get rid of all that crap and free up some shelf space and stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. I have a fairly substantial baseball card collection from the early 90s.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, my dad and I were deep into baseball cards for about 3 years. And we amassed quite a collection of stuff from that era, which a large portion of it is now completely worthless, but at the time, I don't know, that stuff seemed like it had some value. I don't know.
I'm also holding a Beanie Baby right now.
Nice work.
I picked it up.
Yeah. Does it still have the tag on it? If it doesn't have the tag on it, burn that thing. You don't need it.
It has a tag. I don't know if it's the tag. Copyright 1993. Inc.
They sold plastic tag covers for Beanie Babies at one point, so you could, like, you know, keep them in mint condition and keep them in nice shape, which is pretty...
They used to just sell the Beanie Babies with the plastic tag on the thing. Like, here, we did it for you.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's ridiculous. It's insane. All right, Matt.
I collect quarters.
Yeah, state quarters, all that sort of crap. That's... Why not? That stuff's worth at least 25 cents. All right, Matt. Have a good time. As good a time as can be expected, I guess, at the wake. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yep. Have a good one. I'm of the mind that, like, you know, gathering for funerals and that sort of stuff. Like, I've never been a fan of it. Especially if it's like, hey, let's get drunk because someone died. Like, this is always such a... I always thought it was kind of lame. I emptied my, vacuum cleaner out this morning, and I think I inhaled a little too much of the dust coming out of it, and now my nose burns a little bit. Blech. No, these cars aren't moving. And it was over full. It had been too long since I had emptied it, so everything got compacted, and it was like I was pulling a dust scarf out of the filter. It was all stuck together into one big clump. It was real, real special. My iPod seems to have locked up. I'm not really sure. Like, it's not selectable on the car, like the in-dash thing. But I'm looking at it right now, and it just says, do not disconnect. But I think I'm going to disconnect it. How's it going? Who is this and where are you?
Hey, Jeff, this is Mike from Virginia.
Hey, what's the word from Virginia?
Oh, not much. It's overcast and cold and windy.
Yeah, that sounds not too far off from how it's been here, I guess. Probably not as cold, but it's been some windy days. No, that's the worst. I like it when it's nice and still. It could be cold as fuck as long as it's not windy. I could be out there fully naked. Who cares?
I actually like the wind. The windier the better. I like, you know, it's kind of chaotic, kind of crazy. I like that.
Yeah, that could be fun to watch depending on where you are. If I got to be out in it, you know, especially if I'm driving or something, like, I don't like getting blown all over the road. It just ain't safe.
Yeah. So my question was, you've done Leo Laporte's show a few times, the Twitch show.
Yeah.
And you haven't been on in a really long time. I was wondering, is that because you don't want to go on it, or they just haven't called you back?
No, I would do it most of the time. You know, it depends on what I'm up to. I want to say last time they asked, I was not in town. If I remember correctly, I'm trying to think like when that was, but. But yeah, no, if they ask, I would do it. But I have not heard from them. You know, they bring in all kinds of guests and stuff, so I'm sure they've got all kinds of stuff going on. But yeah, I want to say last time.
So,
go ahead.
It just seems so natural that you know, you live so close and you're so good at it. It just seems like you'd be a natural to call in, especially if someone canceled or something like that.
Oh well, thanks. Yeah, no, it's yeah. I mean. I would totally do it, but yeah, it's up to them to invite who they invite, I guess. A friend of mine works over there in their, I think he's still over there, I haven't heard from him in a while, but I think he's in their ad department now, or something, but yeah, I haven't heard from anybody over there in a little bit, so yeah, but I'd be open to doing it in the future, for sure.
What's it like doing that show? Is it fun?
Yeah, it's fun. You know, their studio is really interesting. I got a full tour of kind of how they built it, and you know, they have a weird kind of setup where like the computers are all in the basement, and they're just running cables up to keep it quiet, which I think is a fascinating way to do it. I don't know that they need to do it because it's not that quiet up there on the floor. And microphones are usually good enough to not pick up a lot of that noise, but they were very serious about the way they wired that building up, and I thought that was really impressive. I like the way they've got that stuff set up, with kind of the, they've got a control room, well, they've got a control surface kind of in the center of the studio, and then kind of rotate it around to point the cameras at a few different sets, you know? So depending on what show they're shooting, they can kind of get a few different looks out of it. It's like a really smart use of the space. Last time I did it, I thought it was kind of funny because I showed up kind of ready to go. I was like, you know, they sent over like a list of topics, like, hey, here's what we're going to talk about. And I read up on it and was like, okay, yeah, I know this stuff. And, you know, especially the video game stuff. Like, I kind of had a cold or whatever and got in there. And they seemed really like amazed or like scared or like, basically, I didn't have a laptop with me. And I guess they, you know, I didn't know that they do the show staring at laptops the whole time, which of course, like Leo, like, you know, will kind of like say, hey, take my feed. I'm looking at something important over here. So he's like doing some show running stuff.
Leo, to get you back on sometime.
Well, I mean, you know, I'd say don't go harass him or anything like that. But, but yeah, if they've got video game topics, I'm happy to talk about them.
Cool. Well, it was good talking to you, Jeff. I'll talk to you later, man.
All right. See you around. Bye. I always forget that those guys are over there. They're on the, they're downtown. They're on the other side of town. They got an office set up. They do their stuff over there. It's like, all right, that thing. Yeah, they're still doing that stuff. Ah, my throat. I inhaled too much dust, and that did not manifest itself in Stars until I started talking at length. I also thought it was kind of cool that they have kind of two TVs staring you in the face on like on a pole with most of their cameras, or at least the ones that I looked into when I was over there dancing with Brian Brushwood. And it was like they had a program feed kind of right there below the camera, and then their chat room with the font blown up real big on the TV below that. So you kind of, you know, it's a little weird because you're looking down, so the camera catches you looking down. But, you know, you can kind of interact with a chat room fairly easily, which I thought was kind of slick. They actually have that chat room. Last time I was driving past there, it's just an IRC channel on a TV that is pointed out to the street, so people walking by can look in and see people chatting. You're like, what? It's ridiculous. But kind of cool.
Yeah.
Probably got time for about one more call if someone wants to call in. And then I'll be in San Francisco. I don't like taking calls when I'm driving on city streets. It's a little more hectic. I should probably be slightly more focused. The iPod seems to have made it work. Now we can listen to bad Snoop Dogg cuts from when Snoop was putting out a bunch of mixtapes. Oh wait, here we go. I wish there were different ringer sounds for the car. Is that a weird thing to wish for? Hey, what's going on? Who is this and where are you?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, this is from Austin.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing cool.
Fantastic.
I didn't really think of a good question, but I saw stuff on Twitter about like how people are paid is going to have scholarship.
You're breaking up a little bit. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry, you're breaking up a bit.
Oh, yeah. On Twitter, Starship Troopers got announced for Pinball Arcade, and I was super excited about that, because I think it's a super fun table. I mean, like, Sega put it out.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's a...
I don't know.
That's a solid addition. I didn't expect them to go that direction with it. That's pretty cool. That is a good table. I would definitely play that. I still, like, that thing... A lot of the tables they announced for Season 4 were kind of, like, not... real high on my list, but so there, I feel like there's stuff that is from the same era as the first few seasons that they missed that I wish that they would kind of go back and pick up, but yeah, I don't know, that's cool. That thing is still really cool. I don't play it as much as I used to. Like, I definitely was playing it on the iPad a bunch because I was like flying a lot and it was a really good plane game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess it's out on everything now. It's like all Xbox One, PS4, like everything.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. And I also thought it was kind of neat, too, how they are like bringing out another license table without doing a Kickstarter for it. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
I hope that's a good sign.
Yeah, that seems like it's maybe doing all right for them, or they're getting enough extra money for some of that stuff where they're not having to kind of go back and ask for, because they did an Addams Family Kickstarter, but haven't actually released it yet, right? Is that right? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay,
yep.
So that'll come at some point, and that'll be cool. I guess they had to make some change, because they couldn't get, was like Raul Julia's voice they have to replace or something, right? Thought I read that.
Oh, but I didn't see that, but I can believe it.
Yeah, I thought there was like one bit of the license they couldn't secure, for any price, from the sounds of it, so I want to say it was that, but yeah, that's still a great table, regardless of kind of how the voices sound, so I that doesn't really bother me that much.
No, yeah, I know a lot of people love it. It's not one of my favorites, because it's so, like, stop and starty or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool. I'm glad it's coming out on there.
Yeah, like, it's weird how popular that table is. Like, that and Twilight Zone, I think, are kind of the... But I think Twilight Zone's much better. Actually, you know, if for my money, like, that era, like, I've always been a Theater of Magic guy. I think that's a fantastic machine.
Yeah,
It's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, yeah, that one's super fun. Yeah, I agree. Totally.
And it has Mortal Kombat 3 secrets hidden in it, so you can't go wrong.
Yeah. It's got the codes.
Yeah.
Some tables and stuff, too. Yep.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Cool.
Okay.
All right,
well. That's it. I couldn't really think of an awesome question or anything. All right. So thank you anyway.
All right, well, thanks for calling. I'm at the Golden Gate Bridge, or I'm over the Golden Gate Bridge, so I'm going to go and lock this thing down.
Okay,
so
cool.
Have a good
day. Have an awesome day.
Yeah, you too. See ya. That's gonna do it. Starship Troopers table has any, like, actual audio from the movie on it. I can't remember. But I wouldn't be surprised if, like, Sega just didn't necessarily go out and license all that stuff to begin with, which means they only have to get the license to the name. Which would make it cheaper than, you know, something like Terminator 2, where you get likenesses and digitized film clips and actual audio. Well, all right then. That sounds expensive. Maybe the opposite is true. Maybe at some point the contract for those rights was wide enough to where they don't have to go back and pay a bunch for extra stuff. Yeah. Alright, not gonna listen to any more of this. Like, there was a while there that Snoop was putting out a bunch of mixtapes, and they were all terrible. All this Welcome to the Church, volume whatever. Like, there was, you'd find, like, one or two tracks on it, and you're like, okay, well, this is okay, I guess, for, like, mixtape shit.
this is a brand new one. Did you guys hear about the story? I know it's national news, but it happened out in California where the guy got fucked up by those chimps. Did you hear about that? Okay, I'll explain it if you haven't heard the story, the true life story. This happened like 2 months ago. This guy is going to a chimp compound where they keep chimps because, see, if you don't know, like trained chimps forget all their shit when they turn around eight. They're 8 or 9 years old, they kind of lose all their training and they just become vicious again. You know, and they have fucking retard strength. They'll tear you apart. So even like trainers stay the fuck away from chimps once they get like 8 or 9 years old. They just like throw bananas to them from 50 feet away and they won't go near them. So this guy, his little chimp is staying at one of these compounds. And I guess it's the chimp's birthday because this guy decides to bring the chimp a birthday cake. And I swear to God this happened. So he goes in and these other two chimps see this. I guess they're pissed because the one chimp said, you can't have my cake. And they attack this guy for real, fuck up his face, but like pull part of his face off, pull off his balls, and then his foot. And you know, even though the ball went first, like when he lost his foot, he was still concerned about his balls. With just one foot and fucking my balls. Oh God.
This tunnel from which there is no exit, no escape, no fate. Nice modern electronic music, the current shit. The kids are out there dancing to this song right now. some after hours club.
Living that Hollywood life. Yeah. Just gonna take a walk with my dog, see what kind of trouble I get into. Seen two bitches walking down the street. One was a 10, but a friend was a 3. Put them together and you got 13. Okay. I ain't even tripping, that's enough for me. I said, ladies, would you like to come back to my house? Come on. I could pour champagne and put my dick in your mouth. We could just kick back and watch us a movie. Halfway through, I'll be in both of your booths. That's so nasty. Hey, girls, what you doing this weekend? We should stay in and have us a threesome. She giving...
I'm a menace to society, baby. The police wanna relocate me. They run it with gunner, but they can't fake me. They wanted to come up, but they ain't crazy. I ride one in the chain, but gun on top. Six tray Chevrolet rolling without no top. Got them hydraulics is dumping it, making it drop. California to Virginia, Timmy making it hot. Taking long rides in a G4 plane. Expand to the stage, got them going insane. Yeah, got the world saying my name. About to make a little change, I'ma keep it the same. You dig? X to the Z, baby. Run up on your hidden corners, fan and platinum brick. Come on, X be the life of the party. Don't be scared, girl, reach out and touch somebody. You wanted to party, but I got this. This ain't entertainment, I feed my kid. On a 405 in the carpool lane. Gotta hit some corners, I'm riding the cane. Wanna ride out to an island and tan your frame and just waste away a couple of days. Holler back at me. Look where I'm at. Make the crowd get loud like the sound of a cat. L.A. on my baseball hat. Where they run up right up on you in that black on black.
Like the horse named McGraw from the cartoon.
River Bluff. Step up bold, I'll knock out your gold fronts. Time. So everybody have a good Thursday, and yeah, I don't know. Be back tonight, I guess. Have good luck at the Steam sale. I don't know.